From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
Chainsaws killing the trees, disrupting everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race.
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So please, go get a pencil and a pen, or some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. It's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod, or a tree sit, or locked down at the Dragon at the Roadblockade. If you have information, news, announcements, comments, or phone calls for Earth First Radio, please keep that pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. Let's start out with some announcements. First of all, if you want to change the world and you're on the internet, one of the places to do it is rainforest.care2.com. That's rainforest.care2.com. You go there and click on the website, and sponsors will donate money to purchase rainforest acreage. I think they're up to about 500 acres now. And don't forget the hunger site. Once again, sponsors will donate food if you go to www.thehungersite.com, and rice and grain will be donated for hungry people just by surfing the web. It's truly amazing. Coming up in Boston is Biodevastation 2000, the fourth international grassroots gathering on genetic engineering, resistance, and solutions to the corporate monopoly on power, food, and life. Starts March 24th, pretty soon, runs through March 30th. Starts off with the teach-ins and rallies, all kinds of stuff going on through the 30th. If you'd like more information, contact the Northeast Resistance Against Genetic Engineering. Their phone number, 802-454-9957. Or anyrage@sover.net. Once again, that phone number, 802-454-9957, and the email address, anyrage, that's N-E-R-A-G-E, at sover.net. Or you can try the People's Earth Network at 617-524-7841. That's 617-524-7841. Casey Neal and his trio will be playing around in various places during the month of March. On March 24th in Manson, Washington at the Manson Coffee House. March 31st in Durango, Colorado. It says it's tentative. On April 1st at the Albuquerque, New Mexico Outpost Performing Arts Center. And you get more information by going to www.outpostspace.org. And April 8th in Boulder, Colorado, at the UC Boulder Big Ol' Show with Yonder String Mountain Band and the Runaway Truck Ramp and others. And April 9th through 14th, it says Colorado Tour. April 15th in Denver at the Cameron Church in Denver. More information at swallowhill.com. That's www.swallowhill.com. And that's all the information I have on Casey Neal right now, but Coming up in Tacoma, Washington, March 25th through the 27th is a mass nonviolent protest against Kaiser Aluminum and Pacific Lumber. Once again, that's Saturday through Monday, March 25th through 27th in Tacoma, Washington. And if you'd like more information, let's see, I have some information here. Wednesday through Friday, March 22nd through 24th, pre-action workshops from trainings, teach-ins, nonviolent action, art and street theater, steelworkers, Pacific Lumber, and corporate power from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day at Carpenter's Hall. That is at 1322 Fawcett near 13th in Tacoma. On Saturday the 25th is the Gathering Send-Off Rally, and we don't know where that is quite yet, but there'll be informational demonstrations, leafleting at Kaiser and Pacific Lumber, products being sold at Home Depot, Eagle, and Walmart. At 3 p.m., there'll be a rally at the Kaiser plant, and then at 7 p.m. on Saturday, a community social and dinner. Sunday, things get going again with more informational demonstrations, and again at 3 p.m., an interfaith celebration at the Kaiser plant. If you'd like more information, contact in Tacoma, 253-572-4247. That's 253-572-4247. In Seattle, 206-441-4969. That's 206-441-4969. In Olympia, Washington, 360-352-8526. 360-352-8526. Or in Portland at 503-236-5573. Or you can send email to kim2@chickmail.com. For more information, or you can just go to the webpage, www.agitprop.org/artandrevolution, all one word, /Kaiser, and get more information there. Let's see, coming up in on March 25th in San Francisco, a joint action at GAP Chairman Don Fisher's house, taking place at noon on the 25th. The address, 3456 Washington at Laurel. That's 3456 Washington at Laurel, and get together for that joint action at GAP Chairman Don Fisher's house. April 1st through 8th is the week of action to protect the hole in the headwaters. North Coast Earth First will be holding various kinds of actions. I believe there's an action camp taking place up in the Humboldt area. Get involved, it says. Call North Coast Earth First at 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. Or go to www.humboldt1.com/tilde. That's that little squiggly thing up in the upper left-hand corner. Tilde NCEF. Once again, the webpage, www.humboldt1.com/tilde NCEF. Let's see, other things coming up. April 1st, Stop the Fools Making the Rules. April 16th, teach-ins. These are taking place on April 1st. This is Bay Area, this, I guess, San Francisco Bay Area. For more information, you'll need to go to www.cepr.net/teachin/index.html. Once again, that's www.cepr.net/teachin/index.html for more information about the those events. The Alliance for Sustainable Jobs in the Environment is having their first membership meeting April 1st and 2nd. This is taking place in Portland at Portland State University. American Lands is excited to be one of the founding members of the Alliance because we believe strongly in the importance of cooperation between workers and conservationists, as long as they get retrained to do something other than logging. Uncle Dennis is fine with that, too. If you'd like more information about the Alliance for Sustainable Jobs and the Environment and their first membership meeting, April 1st and 2nd, go to the webpage, www.asje.org. That's www.asje.org. And the Northwest Wilderness Conference is taking place March 31st through April 2nd in Seattle. Join in celebrating the renewal of our commitment to wilderness preservation at the Northwest Wilderness Conference 2000 on March 31st through April 2nd in Seattle at the Mountaineers Building. Lots of great speakers and other stuff. This is a sort of a costly little conference, but if you'd like to receive more information, you have a couple of things you can do. Send email to nwwpc@speakeasy.org. That's nwwpc@speakeasy.org. Or you can go to the webpage, www.speakeasy.org/NWWPC. Or you can contact Bob. His phone number, 206-624-6430. That's 206-624-6430. Also, coming up April 1st is the Day of Action to Protect Endangered Forests. Activists from across the country are organizing events to send a clear message to Kaufman and Broad and Centrix that they must stop using endangered forests in building their homes. I guess these are all developers. For more information, contact Liz Butler at American Lands, 202-547-9098. That's 202-547-9098. Also, April 1st is the Utah Wilderness Rally. Citizens will gather for a rally on the steps of the Utah State Capitol building in Salt Lake City. Theme of the rally is Don't Be Fooled by Utah Politicians and Their Latest Proposals Against Redneck Wilderness. For more information, contact Ken. His number, 801-486-2872. That's Ken at 801-486-2872. And you might ask him when that rally is. You might be standing out there all day if you don't know. Also, April 1st, we already did that one. Okay. In San Francisco, you have a chance to join the SRBG Drum Corps. Inspired by the fabulous anarchist band in Seattle, the SRBG is forming a drum corps with our own special spin. Picture us beating our drums and marching down the aisles of Old Navy in our black and green satin sashes that read, Save Redwoods, Boycott Old Navy, Stop Sweatshops, Heroic Defiant, Impervious to Gap Security, and Unenlightened Consumers, and Striking Courage and Love into the Hearts of All the Righteous We Behold. If you're interested, call 415-731-7924. That's 415-731-7924, and leave your name and number. That's in the San Francisco Bay Area. An urgent call is going out to all of our friends around the globe for solidarity in response to the vile and cowardly assassination of two brave conservationists, Erin Araldo Ochoa Lopez and Julio Armando Vasquez Ramirez. They were gunned down on February 29th in Puerto Barrios, Guatemala. You need to express your condemnation for the assassination, demand an investigation by Guatemalan authorities, insist the government follow through on its campaign promise to guarantee the personal security of citizens. Uncle Dennis asks you to send a fax to Alfonso Portillo, President of the Republic of Guatemala. His phone number, 502-221-4419. Once again, that fax number, 502-221-4419. And you also might try sending a fax to the Attorney General of the Republic of Guatemala. His number, his name is Adolfo González Rodas, R-O-D-A-S. And again, the Attorney General of Guatemala. His fax number, 502-221-2718. Hard to hear about that. And a couple of anti-logging activists who staged a protest at the Keystone Chipping Mill near Kane. This is somewhere in the south. Don't know exactly where Kane is. Can avoid jail if they write research papers on the attributes of logging in the Allegheny National Forest. Joshua Kahn, 22, of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Shannon Hughes, 23, of Pittsburgh, were sentenced to in McKean County Court for an October 1998 incident when they blocked access to the Keystone Chipping Plant near Kane. The plant is owned by Willamette Industries. They chained themselves to a tripod and refused to leave the property after police told them they were trespassing. They eventually unchained themselves and turned themselves over to police, but business was interrupted for a short time because log trucks couldn't enter the facility. I'm so broken up about that. In imposing his sentence, McKean County Judge John McClellan told Kahn and Hughes, if they're going to be activists, they must know the other side of the story better than the opposition does. He sentenced them to do 50 hours of research on how, quote, timber harvesting enhances the forest and promotes black cherry and other valuable timber. Judge Judge Cleland also told him he tends to be a critical reader. He said if they don't present him with papers showing a thoughtful argument, they'll be in violation of the sentence. I'm not asking them to change their mind, the judge said, adding he wants them to understand the other side of the argument. Conn and Hughes have said they believe the forest ecosystems in this region are being seriously damaged by clear-cutting techniques, suggesting Willamette was somehow responsible for the alleged damage. Unfortunately, Willamette doesn't own any forest land in Pennsylvania, but they do own the chip mill. Conn told the court the protest was a form of nonviolent civil disobedience, not unlike the Boston Tea Party. And the group that started the original Luna tree sit here in California, made famous by Julia Butterfly's two-year tenancy, has begun another tree sit in the Albion. And that's a long protested area in, I believe that's Mendocino County. The goal is to pressure the Fishers of the Gap Incorporated, Old Navy, and they own a bunch of stores, to put this forest habitat into a conservation land trust. The tree sitters need your support. Call Beth at 707-937-5703 to help with this important action. Once again, that phone number to support the Albion Tree Sit is 707-937-5703. Demos will be upcoming. Here's a call from Ireland. In the Glen of the Downs is indigenous woodlands, of which there is almost none left in Ireland. Email our Prime Minister. Tell him to stop the destruction. Here is the email address. T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H, Taoiseach, I guess, at taoiseach.irlgov.ie. That's T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H at taoiseach.irlgov.ie. And if you want more information about what's going on in Ireland, go to their webpage, www.emc23.tp/glen. That's www.emc23.tp/glen. Australia. Supported by hundreds of local residents who have formed the Wye River Action Group, the Forest Rescue Activists in the Otaways blockaded the Wye River Forest at Mud Road in an attempt to gain the government's intervention in the Department of Natural Resources and Environment's decision to allow clear felling to commence despite the depressing results of the Spotted Quoll report. Released last week, activists are blockading with possums in tree sits and black wallabies in the bushes. Meanwhile, activists are in the process of constructing a tree vigil outside the Department of Natural Resources and Environment offices in the city and have begun a vigil to condemn the violence in the forest and the Forest Rescue Association's creating the escalating conflict in the forest. Sorry, I don't have more specific information in that one, but sometimes these come in that way. Again from Australia, come to the magnificent ancient Kari forests of Western Australia near Bunnings and Sotico. I guess Bunnings and Sotico are a company. They're clearing 46 hectares, that's about 100 acres, of virgin old-growth forest every day. Blockade camps have been set up at the Borrara Forest near Northcliff and Easter Forest near Bridgetown, both in the southwest of Western Australia. Protesters experienced in rigging aerial clusterfucks and tunnelers are urgently required. We have the tallest tree houses on the planet, 130 feet high. Come and see and help us. For more information, contact Traveling Pixie number 6. And here's the email address, mmclemen@hotmail.com. And genetic protesters have ripped out a pineapple crop from Sydney, Australia. Protesters against genetic modification have, according to this story, attacked a trial crop of pineapples near Australia's city of Brisbane. A group calling itself Free Seed Liberation claimed responsibility for pulling up about 100 genetically modified pineapples being grown in a trial crop by the Queensland Department of Primary Industries. Anna Manzoni, a public affairs director for Avcare Limited, an industry body representing biotechnical companies and manufacturers of agricultural chemicals, was quoted as saying, "They knew what they were doing. It wasn't a disorganized attack." Protesters breached a 2.5-meter-high barbed wire fence to carry out a late-night raid last Wednesday in an attack echoing similar episodes in Europe. The pineapples, part of an experiment to produce greater levels of protein, vitamins, and sugars, were expected to survive and have been taken to a secret location for replanting. Australia is trialing 21 genetically modified crops at secret locations around the country. Commercial production of genetically modified crops is presently limited to cotton and carnations. And in the early morning hours of March 13th, the Animal Liberation Front paid a visit to Kickapoo Fur Farms at Viroqua, Wisconsin, according to an anonymous communique received by the North American ALF press office this morning. Timed incendiary devices were placed inside the business, effectively burning the building down. Kickapoo Fur Foods Incorporated, located on Highway 14 South, or rather was, is an integral part of the abusive and exploitive fur farming industry. As such, they are legitimate targets for the ALF. A telephone call to Kickapoo Fur Farms, and that is 608-637-3502, confirms through a tape-recorded message that the business has been shut down through the effective use of fire. The ALF has successfully targeted numerous fur farms in the Wisconsin and Minnesota area over the past few years, releasing thousands of mink from area fur farm concentration camps, destroying the animal abusers' property. Perhaps the most remembered actions occurred on August 8, 1999, when ALF entered Gene Myers Fur Farm in Plymouth, Wisconsin, and freed thousands of mink from certain torture and death. Then the same night, ALF activists went to United Feeds 10 minutes away and burned that business to the ground. Quote, any company or business that makes its profit from the confinement, torture, and death of living, sentient animals can expect this kind of response from the Animal Liberation Front, commented David Barbarash, ALF spokesperson. ALF is an underground movement of compassionate people who take their nonviolent direct action to save animal lives and to put an end to their misery and death by destroying the property used to inflict harm upon them. In their 20-year history of activity, there has never been an injury or death in the course of their actions. And an anonymous communique received by the North American ALF press office, a single cell of the Underground Animal Liberation Front has claimed responsibility for six major actions against animal abuse industries in the San Francisco Bay region. The actions span a two-month period and have focused on the meat, vivisection, and fur industries. Actions began on December 20th with a failed attempt made to burn down Fulton poultry processors. 2 weeks later, they targeted the Rancho Veal Corporation in Petaluma. On January 15th, Petaluma Farms was hit by the same activists, and sometime in January, ALF activists attempted to burn down Primate Products in Redwood City. Again, on February 25th, ALF set four incendiary devices inside trucks at B&K Universal in Fremont. B&K Universal breed animals for a fate of torture and death in the vivisection industry. And a couple of days later, the ALF cell struck in San Francisco, smashing 29 windows at Neiman Marcus, causing $100,000 in damages. The combined reward money has for these actions has reached $150,000. All right. And eight Greenpeace activists, including Australian Pete Morris, parachuted and snowmobiled into the frozen Arctic Ocean to protest the construction of BP Amoco's North Star project, the first offshore oil project in the Arctic Ocean. Using a DC-3 cargo plane to carry supplies, the activists set up Ice Camp Sirius, 1 mile from the controversial North Star oil production facility on the Beaufort Sea off Alaska's north coast. Greenpeace is protesting against the project because of the continued use of fossil fuels, such as oil, will increase greenhouse pollutions to dangerous levels, and three Greenpeace activists holding a banner reading, "Global warming starts here," were recently arrested at that site. Greenpeace spokesman Gary Cook said Alaska state troopers used force to confiscate video and still cameras and digital images the activists had taken of the North Star construction site. Clearly, BP Amoco will do anything to muzzle Greenpeace's message that Arctic oil drilling impairs the Arctic and fuels global warming, said Melanie Duchin from Greenpeace's Anchorage office. And six Greenpeace activists, plus four more dressed as polar bears, were arrested last Wednesday at BP Amoco headquarters in Chicago. The activists had constructed a renewable energy camp to spotlight the company's role in global warming. After delivering a video message to the company from a sister camp stationed near BP Amoco's North Star facility, the activists were removed by police and the camp was dismantled and confiscated. Well, we're going to take a little musical break here, and then Uncle Dennis will be back with the second half of Earth First Radio. Thank you.
seven seas, relative humanities. Everywhere I look, I see someone looking back at me. Nation states and borderlines, divided states of mind. Politics comes to blows, and everybody wants to know, whose world is this? Whose world is this? Whose world is this? First world riding high, second world standing by, third world under fire. Funny how we all conspire. We don't know, 'cause we can't see how such a way could come to be. Riding on a spinning wheel, soon enough will be revealed. Whose world is this? Whose world is this? Whose world is this? What kind of world would our children be seeing? After all is said and done, what kind of creed have we come to believe that they may never receive one? Said and done, what kind of creed must we come to believe if they are ever to receive one? Four winds, seven seas, relative humanity. Everywhere I look, I see someone looking back at me.
Stay tuned for the second half of Earth First Radio coming right up.